I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I love it.
I'm in love with someone I've never met.
I mean, haven't we all been there?
Yeah, it hasn't ended well for me in the past, but hopefully this time I can.
Someday my time with Niall Horan will come. I'm kidding.
We're really like
snuggled up on your bed. Hey guys.
Hey guys.
So,
well, should we do it anyway?
Yeah, let's do it. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat, the podcast.
Where me, Bridget.
And me, Brooke.
Talk about Sex and the City.
20 years later.
And 10 years younger.
Yeah, that's what we do.
But good.
I like it better that
then
way.
Then let's do it. Then no, let's
change I think
it.
Either way is good.
Great. We have a changeable words.
Reversible.
Reversible, thank you.
So fun fact, the internet is down in my
neighborhood
area right now. I just got off the phone with Spectrum.
It was a beautiful
Bridget just watched
process.
Me call the Spectrum 3 times.
The Spectrum.
My dad called in the middle and I accidentally hung up on Spectrum.
Unbelievable.
While they were explaining to me what was happening.
Yep.
So I had to call again. But so we are...
Well, we were thinking we might do this anyway, but this internet confirmed for us.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing you a fresh ep, which is a big one.
Yeah. No pun intended.
No pun intended. We are going to do like a roundup on the year recap. Yeah. It's been 10 months since we started this pod.
Yeah.
Talk about some favorite moments. Talk
just,
about.
Like, check in with each other. Check in with you.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
How am I? I'm good. I am, you know, chugging through December.
It's been a weird month.
It's been a super weird month.
For both of us, I think.
Yes, definitely. Wait, you have some fun stuff happening. Brother.
My brother lives here.
In this apartment, so finally. Cute. Brooke is in love with someone she's never met as she's muttering about how cute he is.
I'm like smiling she as is. If I'm in love, like really in
yes,
love.
Yes, it's very cute.
Is it cute? I think it might make them crazy.
No. None of that. Congrats on finishing yoga teacher training.
Oh my God. Yay. I'm a yoga
I'm
teacher.
So proud. And you're going to do more, a little bit more, right?
Yeah. So I'm doing the extensions program at Core Power, which means that starting like soon after MLK Day, mm-hmm. I'll have a community class on the schedule,
oh
which
God.
Means I get 20% off at Lululemon because I'm on a
yeah.
schedule. Hi.
That's huge.
Did you just hear every bone in my leg crack?
I did. That mm-hmm. was really sexy.
Yes, that's what the kids are calling it these days. And then hopefully I'll be teaching, like, for real, like, in a few months.
That's crazy. But I'm so excited. I've had a couple of people text me that I'm going to take yoga classes with them of yours.
A couple people?
Yeah. Sam was one of them, obviously. And I'll have to think who the other one was.
Well, I'm very excited. And I will be post social media blasting it about it. So Alex and Kyle and I have been playing, you know, my other roommates have been playing this Harry Potter board game.
Oh, my God. Didn't you play for 8 hours yesterday?
On Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah. Incredible. So I blacked out at the Flywheel holiday party.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. A friend texted and was like, well, Brooke willed that into existence. And I was like, I kind of did. I feel like I knew I was gonna.
Yeah.
Dalton, I'm okay. And I actually, like a phoenix, I rose.
From the ashes.
I, like, could not walk. Like, couldn't walk.
That's
which, like,
wild.
Is not usually how my blackouts
no.
manifest themselves.
No.
I prefer that to yelling at people.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Oh, definitely.
And then Kyle and our friend and another friend from work sat me outside in the cold
mm-hmm.
with lots of water mm-hmm. and, like, shoved food into me.
Good.
And then I, like...
rallied.
Resurfaced.
Hey, baby.
It was crazy. I've never done anything like that. But we played the Harry Potter board game for 8 hours on Friday. And so all my cues, like my verbs mm-hmm. on Saturday were like, shoot fire bolts out your fingertips. Like,
that's amazing.
I was like, Wingardia Leviosa, your arm.
You should teach a Harry Potter themed yoga class.
I will.
People would be all the fuck over that.
I fucking will.
Your family is going to be the most Harry Potter family of all time.
We already are.
That's true.
This board game is amazing. Everybody get Hogwarts Battle. It's unbelievable.
It seems amazing.
I'll teach you.
Great.
Well, not tonight.
Nope.
But I think you'd like it.
Sometime when we have 8 hours at our disposal.
We only got to game six.
That's wild.
We didn't play game six. We only got through five.
Wow. In 8 hours.
Yeah.
God damn.
But it felt like no time had passed.
Of course. Sign of a good game, you know. Good book, good game.
It's unreal.
Anything.
Good play, good movie, good entertainment.
Love that.
Yeah, I have good vibes about 2018.
I think it's good. Also, I just like love a symbolic fresh start, you know.
Me too.
Time's irrelevant, time's a construct, but like I'm going to take 2018. I'm going to fucking run with it.
This Mercury retrograde has also been
How is
shitty.
It still happening?
It has not been nearly as bad as the last one.
That's true.
But it has been bad in other ways for me.
It always finds new ways to surprise me, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was I just going to say? Oh, you're going home to Florida soon.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh my God, I did not realize it was so soon.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm excited. I'm doing a lot there. I bought a book about chakras.
Nice.
And I'm going to read, Gabrielle Bernstein's. I'm going to read a lot.
Good. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm deep into, Brooke loaned me Ready Player One, which I am like halfway through right now. I'm very into. And we met our friend Justin the other day. He was like, is that being made into a movie? And I was like, I don't know. But if it's not, I can imagine it will be soon. And then like 2 days later, I saw a trailer for it.
Yeah.
It looks good as hell.
Shall we talk about
Shaq and the Shoddy? Yeah. So we started season 1, episode 1, and we are now at season 3, episode 8 is what we finished last week, I think.
Yeah.
So we made it through a fuckload of episodes with you guys.
Yeah. You've made it with us. Do you have a favorite episode so far?
That's a great question.
Do you have a favorite? Let's like go big and like, and go in.
Yeah.
Start big and go in small. So
start big,
start Mr. Big uh-huh. and super Stanford.
Okay. We're going macro. Favorite arcs?
I meant favorite. So at the end of that sentence, do you have a favorite season?
Ooh.
So far?
I think that's a good question, actually. I have a feeling it's the one that we're currently in, but I don't know enough about it yet. Just because, like, both of the first two really felt like they were kind of getting their bearings still.
Yeah.
And, like, delving in. We did have Big, which was really big, and Steve did enter the picture, too. But I feel like it was kind of the Carrie show for the first, like, season and a half.
Yes.
And it still is, obviously, but in a different way.
I'm sad because I was really excited to talk about this next episode because I feel like it does a lot of
things.
It is a big one. So it'll be a good one to start the year with.
Yeah. We'll start off with some drama, some changes of all kinds. I'm trying to think of.
I really liked the baby shower episode.
I like the baby shower episode a lot. I liked.
You know what I was thinking about today? Because I was watching the show without Charlotte mm-hmm. is a lot more ploppable.
I think you're right. Charlotte kind of contains all of the like outdated.
Which is weird because have you seen this Instagram or hashtag woke Charlotte?
Yeah, I love it.
I haven't like explored it enough.
It's great. Every outfit on SATC that Instagram account,
yeah.
I think maybe started the woke Charlotte thing and it's really amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now.
It's like what in my dreams what this show is. I think I liked a lot the episode that we did, The Man, the Myth, the Viagra that we did with Jess Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Where about like It's a funny one because it's the one where I think Samantha dates the old man, but it's about just trying to pick people up on the street and like in that whole. I think I'm really partial, maybe less so to the actual episodes themselves, but the ones that we've done with guests, I've just loved.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure, for sure.
I really liked the one that we had Will Miles on a few episodes ago because it's like such an absurd episode. But sometimes the really silly ones are the most fun to talk about now.
And I love the finale of season 2, X in the City.
Yes.
I love that one.
Yes, that was a great one. I don't know. I've had a lot of fun. I think I just...
I've had a lot of fun.
I think my affection for the show has definitely grown.
Yeah.
My affection for the characters and for their friendship has grown. I have to say, I think some of my least favorite plot lines are just the ones that involve men.
Yeah, men are trash.
Like, consistently, I love their relationship, and consistently, I'm, like, disappointed in Samantha's men. I'm disappointed in Mr. Big. I'm disappointed in Steve when he's a baby. I think the moral
is... Steve is a baby, you guys. I can't watch it now without hearing Steve talking a little baby voice.
What has surprised you rewatching it now?
How much I dislike Aiden.
Yeah. That seemed to take you by surprise kind of last episode when you were like...
He's just like... He talks like a fucking porn star. Like everything... Every time he talks, it's like... There's a crack in your ceiling.
And
it's
I know.
And like, bum, 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 bum. Is that
whole,
porn music? Is that what porn music is?
That's it. That's
sounds?
Exactly a bum, bum, bum.
It's their whole, like a dirge. Bridget and I are really like...
We're just like laying fully on a in bed. Brooke's bed. It's such a comfy bed. Her apartment's so cute and Christmassy. Kudos to Mr. Seeley, Mr. Alexanderson Seeley from our last episode for making this the like Christmassiest apartment I've ever been in. Has anything like stuck out to you that you besides Aiden where you like feel differently about the show than you did maybe like last time you watched it?
Okay, wait.
I had dumplings tonight, just so everyone knows.
My god,
they were really good.
And they shot. They were like a...
Oh my god, I bit into one of them and it sprayed across the entire living
room.
It
came.
It literally jizzed a little. What did I do?
Would you say that it was like more of an ejaculation or more of like a squirting?
I think a squirt probably.
I have to be honest. I've never squirted. Sorry, Dad.
I haven't either.
But
I think some people are more prone to it, yeah. But you can work towards it, you know?
I just feel like maybe because...
Brooke and I are patting down our whole bodies. I've lost something unimportant, but oh my God, guys. Brooke gave me my Christmas present today. And
wait, let's find this. Where was it?
It fell down the side and was tucked into the bed frame.
Wow, that was like a solid 3
yeah.
minutes.
Holy shit. Okay. Things you were surprised by watching it this time that maybe like you haven't noticed before or were felt different this watch.
I think like who I resonate with and why.
Mm.
You know, I think like and being instead of being like, wow, I can't wait to live in New York. Mm. It's more like, that's not what it's like to live in New York. And kind of like, I'm more judgmental of them instead of in admiration of them.
Mm. That makes sense.
And is that because we're looking at it through like an analytical lens? Like maybe.
Maybe. For me, I feel like I started super critical of them. And I think my journey of like learning to love the show has been a little bit letting go of some of my like, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And loving who the characters are and their relationships.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And their friendship. And it's amazing. Is like, I feel like this year I've really cultivated some like really strong female friendships.
Yeah.
And just
totally
like
have.
Really supportive, like mm-hmm. really good grounded female friendships. Not that I didn't have them before, but like people who I've kind of found in New York.
Yeah.
You included.
Yeah. Indeed. I count you among my like New York people.
Which is weird because we went to school together, but I wouldn't consider you a school friend.
No, not at all.
So I guess like I read that like on Sunday. So we had our flywheel holiday party on Thursday and then on Saturday. Me and three of the other girls.
Oh, yeah. You have such a cute
from
crew.
From work.
Makes me really happy.
We all got brunch.
It's such a Sex
and
the City
debriefed
brunch.
And, debriefed on the party. And, like, we all had sort of, except for Anna, who's, like, you know, whatever. Anna, she didn't have anything dramatic happen to her.
Sure, sure.
But the rest of us were like, this is how I'm feeling. And we, like, sort of talked about it. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is, like,
This is a Sex and the City brunch.
This is a Sex and the City brunch. Yeah. And I loved it. And yeah. I love that that's what it is. And have you found now how much Sex and the City has like permeated your life?
Yes. Well, it's funny when you, like, even before we started recording this, someone, like, sent you a tangentially, well, it was a Sarah Jessica Parker related thing. Something that's funny
but
is, like,
someone I don't know very well.
Right. So it's funny because, like, I get a ton of stuff sent to me now that I love. But also, like, I just think about it all the time.
All the time.
And I think about the way that, like, New York plays as a character in the show. Mm-hmm. That I think when you live here, like, even when you're like, that's not really real. Like, New York is a character in all of our lives when you live here. And it's changed a lot since 2000, but it still has so much, like, potency.
Yeah.
And I do. I think about it often. I think about, I can't tell you how many exactly, but more than three or four times I have walked through, including once with you, Times Square with someone playing saxophone in the background.
Yeah.
And I know it's not like explicitly Sex and the City, but every time I'm like, here I am, put my heels on, I'm strutting through this city to the dulcet tones of a saxophone.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's really great. Are you... You still think you are, has your self-identification?
Oh, yeah. This is a good check-in time, I guess. I've said it some, like, I think I said this last week, but when we first started, I said I was a Miranda Samantha. Mm-hmm. And granted, maybe it's because we're not far enough in to, like, give Samantha the depth I really want her to have. But I just feel like a Miranda at this point.
Sure.
And I think that might be tied to the role she plays in the show, which I've talked about a lot, that it's like she's a little critical. She feels a little removed from it. And like maybe it's partially because of where I'm coming to the show from.
Yeah.
But I definitely relate.
Yeah. I think I'm more and more of a Carrie.
But I feel like you still feel like a Miranda often. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, friend of the pod and friend of my life and my heart, Lauren Lanky, got me that Miranda notebook.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
The official Sean Penn, and it is.
If you haven't, go to the official Sean Penn on Instagram and look at the Miranda journal because it's fucking incredible. Speaking of Christmas presents.
Yeah. Is there anything like... else? Like,
I was going to say, well, it's hard to talk about the future of like what we think is coming next and what we're excited about.
Do you have anything that you like want to have like throw prediction in wise? Well, like what you would like to see happen?
Yes. It's really hard to divorce the like few things I know are going to happen.
Yeah.
From my like prediction knowledge. So like, for example, it's hard to be like make a prediction about Miranda and Steve because I basically know where that's going to end up.
Uh-huh.
But I know I'm missing a lot of space in between. And like next week's episode, for example, or whenever we talk about it after the new year, like it complicates things further. Like you can tell that's not just to like we broke up and then we're going to get back together at some point at all.
Yeah.
I think I'm so curious about Samantha. I have no idea how that's going to go.
Yeah.
I just want her to find like love.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I spoiled the current relationship Charlotte's in for myself, but I'm really interested to see it play out. It's because, like, again, something that happens next week, it's like a very tumultuous beginning. And
oh, yeah. You guys, next week's episode, I think it will be next week's.
Yeah.
Next week's episode will be, is a good one.
It's a big one. It's like significant life changes basically for everyone.
Except Samantha
who, yeah. But... I wish I didn't know anything about what was going to happen to Carrie because I would be on such tenterhooks.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really curious about how kids are going to play into this. It's not going to happen for a while.
Like actual children.
Like actual children. Yeah. I think what I'm most excited about is seeing their friendships evolve as they like get further into their lives and all that that means.
Yeah.
Because that's really like when you know about Sex and the City with no context, you know the tropes, you know the four of them, you know their basics, but like I want the real living and I want to know when they're not 32, you know, when they're like 36 and have families, what that's going to look like. Because that's like the gray area of the show for me.
Yeah. Amazing.
Is there a storyline you're really excited? I'm really excited about Burger, too.
I love Burger. I'm really excited about, I'm excited about Samantha.
Mm-hmm. Is there a storyline in particular that you're like, not just excited about, but you're like excited to see again in fresh light? Like what to revisit maybe?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think probably that this yeah. Carrie big stuff.
It's a lot that they're about to embark on.
You guys, it's like shocking to me how much I like
yeah.
feel connected to this. Even maybe I shouldn't. But
you get to own that.
I get to own it. I very much like understand Carrie in a way that I didn't think that I ever would. It's weird.
Because it's kind of cool to see that though, and to see it on screen and like reflected to you.
Sure.
or not. Or it's just a torture we go like, through every week.
Yeah, it's like painstakingly horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. I'm glad that's
like
how you
Chinese
feel about
water
this.
Torture podcast. No, podcast no. It's amazing. I'm really enjoying it. That was not, I do. I'm so happy to be here. Uh-huh. Okay. Shall we just delta up, delta down?
Yeah, I'd love that. Wait, can we talk about our Christmas presents?
Yes.
It is my delta up partially, but I just want to talk about it anyway. Brooks hasn't come yet, so she hasn't gotten hers, but
I don't know what it is.
I know she doesn't. I'm really excited to give it to her.
Is it also Sex and the City related?
I mean, but it's, I'm really excited to give
oh
it to
God.
You.
Oh my God. I have no idea what it could be.
So going on a theme, Brooke got me a nameplate necklace a la Carrie that says my name, Bridget, because that's my name. And she got herself one. So we have matching Brooke and Bridget nameplate
necklaces. Because I can't get anything for Bridget without also getting it for myself. That's not true. I just like really also wanted one.
My boyfriend, who shall not be named, got us.
Got Bridget a lighter. And then I was like,
can I have one too?
Can I? And I pay for it myself.
Of course. But he got us these like Zippo. Like personalized splat lighters with our names on them. They're amazing. So we're just growing our like merch. Sex and the City merch for us only piece by piece. It's amazing. Yeah, Delta Up, you want to do or you want me to? You asked me technically, I guess.
You go.
Okay. My Delta Up this weekend and this week is just having my boyfriend back.
And it's better than ever.
Exactly.
Hey, La. Her boyfriend's back.
And it's just the nicest.
Yeah.
It's just so nice. And this weekend too, like, because I live way out in Brooklyn, sometimes it's honestly just easier to like be up in the Upper West Side, but we spent both Friday and Saturday night there. So we just had like the laziest, like played board games with my roommates and we watched all of Big Mouth. Which I'd already seen, but was happy to watch again. Like it was just so, I love a lazy, snowy winter weekend. Also I had two holiday parties last week.
You looked slamming.
Thank you.
You looked so good.
I mean,
at
speaking
both of
slamming.
That, no, you first. Okay. You looked unfucking believable in that Thank velvet you. Dress. And then in that other one that your
that my
coworker
gave
you.
Literally in the bathroom before, I was like, I got this dress at Express today. Like, I'm not sure I'm going to wear it. And she was like, here, I have this Rent the Runway thing. Here's what she said to me. She handed it to me and said, I'm way too curvy for this. I was like, yes, my stick body will look nice in this. And it did.
It did. I want to look at it again. It's on Twitter.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, while we're talking about banging dresses, if you haven't seen Brooke in the blue dress that she wore to her holiday party to be blackout, it's amazing.
To be blackout. I really dressed up to blackout.
And if that's not it, dress enough to blackout. Last time I was blackout, I was with Kyle.
This wasn't Kyle's fault. This was my own fault. You know what it is? I was talking to someone about this. We got so amped that I drank too much before.
Oh, sure.
Didn't eat enough.
Because you were
and
excited.
And then you get there and you drink immediately when maybe I should have just like settled in a minute.
It's always not eating that gets me. That's my blackout material if I don't haven't eaten enough.
Yeah.
But one of the holiday parties was a party that my boss throws every year, and he has clients of his who are musicians play. And so I like kind of helped organize the whole thing, and it went super well, and he was super happy. And I did really love the dress I wore, and that was amazing. And then on Thursday, we had our holiday party. And last year, it was just in our office. So it was kind of like a really specific.
Oh my God, it's so good. You guys, Bridget looked so good.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. It was so sparkly and fun. And I didn't think I was going to be able to wear it because there was no lining on the sleeves. So you could feel all of the sequins-y, and I'm super weird about textures, but I loved it. It was like collared and sparkly and fun.
Oh my God.
And that party, so we normally go, last year we were in the office, which just like no one was really out of work mode and everyone just kind of like getting drunk in a conference room. And this year we went to Bond 45.
Fun.
And like rented out the downstairs. I'm pretty sure they kicked us out for the Hamilton party. I was going to text Dylan afterwards and be like, hey.
Was it Thursday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. but it was so fun. And I got to like talk to a bunch of the attorneys, including one who went to Northwestern, which I didn't know. And he was like, he was the head of the Daily Northwestern. And it was just really fun. And I feel like I like really made friends with my coworkers kind of for the first time in a year and a half. So like, it was happy. My Delta down is it's fucking cold outside.
Sun still sets at 4.
That's true. And I, you know, holiday times are always kind of a little weird. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
What about you, Delta up, Delta down?
My Delta up is that I finished yoga teacher training and I feel amazing. I'm really proud of myself for doing it.
You fucking should be. You did 80 yoga classes in what?
I did 60.
Sorry, yoga 60 classes in
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
My body is both feels very strong and very, very tired.
I believe it. It's nice you can have a break for a little while.
Yeah.
Will you have to do upkeep classes like no. a billet? No, that's so nice.
No, I'm going to just try to do it every day.
Cool. Love that.
I
got to tell you, I did. I mean, yes, she'll tell you. She only taught 5 minutes of it. But the yoga class that Brooke taught me, it's a fucking good workout.
Oh, yeah.
I was like all over sore in that like delicious way when you've had like a good workout.
It's a beginner class, but it's not.
No.
It's not easy.
No. It was so. I love that kind of soreness in your muscles where you're like, oh, I did good work.
Yeah.
It made me want to take yoga. I'm going to from you. So you get paid.
So that's my Delta up. And also this podcast is always a little Delta up.
I said to Brooke before we started, this is, I think, the best thing I've done this year here.
Me too. I think, yeah.
And to know you guys, we've gotten some amazing, like, responses this year. Shout out to people who've written us.
If you're ever like thinking about texting us or messaging us or like reaching out to us, like,
no, it's amazing.
Even if it's just to say hi, like, it makes our whole days bright.
The people who like, I mean, our friends are amazing, but we've connected with some people who, like, we would have never known if they hadn't found this podcast. And just to know you're out there listening to us, it makes me so happy.
Makes me happy.
We love you, and we hope you're having a week of Delta ups and nothing but.
Oh, also, just, like, really quick, I had to send an email to everyone who works at Flywheel today.
Oh, my God.
That was, like, please come ride it, Fly Live. And I said...
I love when you laugh at your own jokes.
I said... What better way to celebrate the holidays than getting lit with your favorite instructors? Parentheses. Who knows? You might even stay lit for 8 days.
Hey, Hanukkah jokes.
It was a Hanukkah jokes, which I feel like are hard to make.
Yeah, really well done.
Also, I think that this bruise is from the holiday party.
Oh, nice.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a
good one. And then my Delta down is that I let this dumb interaction exchange with this like person.
Dumb?
With this person I barely know. Like really, really don't know. I let myself give my power away, and I felt sad.
You felt sad about the interaction, and then I hate when you feel doubly sad about like
feeling sad.
Yeah, because then you're just in a sad spiral.
Yeah, it was a sad spiral, but I'm feeling a lot better about it because I went to 2 yoga classes, even though I was definitely hungover.
Wow, you're amazing.
You're amazing.
A machine,
Bridget.
Yes.
How might I, if I wanted to, out of just like sheer curiosity, find you on social media? How would I do that?
You can find me on Honesty Box and Last FM.
Honesty Box.
You can find me on Twitter, a hondo P of the time, at Mrs. Burt Macklin, and Instagram at BridgetM37. Brookathy, where can I find you?
You can find me at Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman, but right now I'm Baruch Wiseman.
Which is so fucking good.
And
I stopped dinner the other night to tell everyone.
On Instagram at Brooke Wiseman, _.
Don't you forget it, babies.
And then collectively
we are at Splat Podcast.
Wherever social media is found, except for LinkedIn.
As a Hanukkah and Christmas gift to us, please rate, review, subscribe.
Send us the star on top of your tree.
That's it.
Or 5 of them.
Or 5 of them on iTunes, on Apple. We fucking love you guys.
We love you. We love ACAST.
Thank you for doing this experience with us. Thank you, ACAST, for taking us on. Thank you, everyone, for writing out almost a year. And we'll see you soon for 2018, babies.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.